This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on state bills reserved by governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The apex court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi's decision to withhold assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the President should also not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on bills referred by the governors. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Mahadevan clarified that if there's any delay beyond this period, valid reasons must be provided and shared with the concerned states. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. Violence and arson erupted on Friday at Suti, Samshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulia of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism while protesting against the act. Meanwhile, a special bench of the Calcutta High Court has ordered deployment of the central forces in Murshidabad district to maintain law and order. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit separate reports to the court by the 17th of April. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. BJP has hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of West Bengal. The DGP briefed that the situation was tense but under control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, Mr. Mohan said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scheme, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. Home Minister Amit Shah has affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at the Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah stated that the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
स्वधर्म बच गया, हमारी भाषाएं बच गई, हमारी संस्कृति बच गई और आज हम देश की आजादी के 75 साल के बाद दुनिया के सामने सर उठाकर खड़े हैं और हम संकल्प करते हैं कि 100 साल जब होंगे आजादी को दुनिया में एक नंबर पर हमारा भारत होगा उसकी मूल कल्पना इस शिवराय ने रखी.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Baisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh, Meshadi, Vaishakhadi and Puttandu Pirappu. In her message, the President wished that these vibrant festivals inspire people to work with commitment and dedication towards the development of the nation. In archery, the Indian pair of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the compound mixed team gold at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Auburndale, Central Florida last night. The duo defeating their Taipei opponents Huang Aizhu and Shen Chi Lun 153-151 in a tough final. India will now face third-seeded China in the gold medal clash today. India had already opened their account with a bronze medal from the compound men's team event on Wednesday. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. This was Sunrisers' 9th win against Punjab in 10 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.